I was watching a basketball game not too long ago, and it was a women's basketball game. And I noticed how one player was, wherever she was at and she threw the ball went in. It was amazing just to see her. And 3 points, it was like she was shooting 3-pointers in like if it was nothing. And after a while, the other opposing team started fouling her. And then it was fouling her on purpose. And then after a while, it graduated to even hurting her. And I said, they're doing that because of what my title of my sermonette is, jealousy. They're jealous of somebody that they cannot stop. I had a similar, talking about chickens, now that Mr. Brunick brought it up. I had two hens, and they were broody. For those who don't know what broody is, man, they're laying on eggs at the same time. And one chicken, the baby chick started hatching. And the other one noticed that, and she wanted to take the chickens, baby chicks, and a fight ensued, obviously. And then her hatchlings started coming up. But they were so busy fighting with each other that they killed all the baby chicks and broke the eggs. And that's sad. Because that was jealousy too. Chickens are jealous to begin with. That's why they lay their eggs on one on top of the other. But in particular, you know, they get into some fights for simplest reasons. And it's all broods inside. And same with humans. That's a sad account. And in the Bible, we have those accounts too, right? Cain and Abel, you know. Cain was jealous of Abel. But one particular story that struck me the most was Sarah and Hagar, right? The 21st chapter of Genesis. You don't have to go there, but I'll tell you the story, which you already know. You know, Ishmael was 14 years old by the 21st chapter in verses 9 to 10. But he started mocking Sarah. Because, and for what reason? Well, for the reason is what a lot of people mock other people for is because of jealousy. You know, they try to put you down for something you have. And they were upset, obviously, because Sarah had Isaac, right? And now they know that he is going to be the promise. And that's when Sarah asked Abraham, get her out. But he conferred with God before he put her out. And I always ask myself, why didn't he confer with God before he laid with Hagar to begin with? Anyway, those are things that comes in my head. But anyway. But jealousy leads to coveting and grows hatred. The word hate, it comes from jealousy. Hatred, fighting, stealing, and murder. Jealousy fertilizes the lust of power and position and other persons, another person or persons. It has destroyed empires, businesses, churches. It has destroyed families, relationships, individuals, and yes, even a third of God's angels. Turn with me to the fifth chapter of Galatians, if you can. We're breaking into Paul's sermon. And this is the fifth chapter of Galatians, in verse 20. In verse 20, it says, it starts with idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, and then jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, underline dissensions, factions, and envy. Let's continue at 21. And then it comes, I warn you, those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, Paul was not in the street corner, say, preaching this. He was telling to the churches, members of the church of Galatia. So they knew. So, and there was that already going on there, if he had to say it. There's different kinds of jealousy, right? There's human jealousy. And James also mentioned it in James 3:16. And it turns into, and it, but it's not the same as, not to be confused as envy, right? Involves two people wanting someone else, wanting something else. This leads to coveting. It's, you know, it's envious to watch, to wish that you had your coworker's car, is an example. That can lead to coveting. But jealousy is mostly related to, you know, when somebody's flirting with your mate. And that's what leads the other mate to get it jealous. And there's godly jealousy too. And some translations translate into zealous, right? God is zealous of his church. And he's very protective. That's, you can find that in 2 Corinthians 11 verse 2. But I want you to turn with me to James. James, the fourth chapter in verses 1 to 2. Now, James, the half-brother of Jesus, was telling that, is send this to, this letter to the lost tribes of Israel. And he says, what causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? That's where a lot of jealousy comes from. You want something but don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. People want it. They don't need it, they want it. You quarrel and fight, you do not have because you do not ask God. And before you ask God, you have to have a relationship with him. Four things to remember, I want you to, when we find ourselves in a jealous posture, because we're humans. Number one is stop. Just stop it. Stop thinking of whatever is making you jealous. Just catch yourself and stop it. Two, pray. Pray for God's intervention. Ask him to help you overcome this. And three, seek counsel from your mate or from the minister or some confidant. And four, refocus. Think of something else. Refocus on what is really important. What is important? Think of what you have instead of thinking of what you don't have or you want. Remember, brethren, there's always someone or something bigger, better, stronger, smarter, prettier, more handsome, or even more money than you. So give it a rest. Don't hang your hat on that. We can see someone or something that is better than us as a motivation, especially if somebody's looking at us. Says, I want to be like, put your name in. He doesn't say a cuss word or she doesn't say a cuss word in his conversations. Or he's honest about, or he's forthright about what he says. Matthew 6:33 is what you should be focused on, right? Again, focus. Seeking on the kingdom. Everything else, you know, cars, you know, all that really isn't important. Brethren, chickens are animals. So next time you catch yourself in a jealous posture, stop and refocus. You don't want to act like an animal, do you? Brethren, fear God and keep his commandments.